Hello, welcome to What's Happening World.
What's happening, Zeke?
I apologize about the delays of What's Happening World. And today we are going to be talking about a very exciting topic called Summer Break! I just ended school, and you probably did too.
Don't forget the brother, which is the coolest one in the world. And we also going to the pool today, so it's so fun, dramatic.
Okay, and today we will be talking about activities you can do on summer break, and all the fun things you can do on summer break, and all the to-dos that you can do, and the not-to-dos that you can't do. Okay, so, we have our guest, Zeke. So, Zeke, what do you think about summer break? Now that you don't have school, what do you think? How do you feel?
I feel good, and I also have some fun activities I probably love to do. First thing is, I want to go to the pool. And second thing is, I want to run around. Fourth thing is, I want to have a happy hour and be the Legos and have a sleepover.
Okay, and people like to do very exciting things on summer, like go to camp. Next week, I'm starting camp at YMCA camp, and we can go swimming and play field games and run around and all of that. And so the people that are listening, maybe your children. And if you are a child, maybe you are going to camp this summer. And maybe you're going on a family vacation this summer. Maybe you're going to go visit your grandparents this summer, like I am. They're very fun things to do. And so those are some should-dos that you really should do. But just make sure that you may not want to gain COVID weight. You don't want to gain COVID weight because, well, you don't want to get unhealthy during COVID time. Because I know in COVID time, you're not really allowed to leave your house. It's kind of like being restricted, just like my baby brother being in a car seat. But you have to find some fun things to do. Maybe like look up online fun things to do when you're in the house. Because you don't always have to be somewhere doing fun stuff in order to have fun. Maybe you could read a book or go play outside with some of your friends or something. I don't know.
If you don't really like reading, you could maybe do something else.
Okay, I'm just saying that's one of the choices. You can do a lot of things, but you can also exercise, like we were just talking about. That's a very fun way to have fun during this COVID time. So, all I'm trying to say here is...
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
What kind of exercise do you guys like?
We like swimming.
Yes.
And we like running.
Yes.
Good. When was the last time...
And I like building...
Building is built, okay. But what kind of exercises, Zeke? What other kind of exercises?
Dancing.
I don't like dancing, Sasha.
I like burpees.
Zeke, what exercise do you like to do?
I like to do like burpees.
Burpees, good.
And I like jumping jacks. I'm not a fan of push-ups, but you can make me do push-ups if there's like a money, like if I get like, let's just say like $15 or something. You can make me do like 5 push-ups or so.
So you guys mentioned reading earlier. What kinds of things are you guys going to be reading this summer? Like Daddy is going to be reading about...
I'm going to finish my 18 chapter Goosebumps book.
Okay. And Daddy is going to be reading about... pirates. I have a history of pirates book, and I'm going to be reading about street gangs, and I'm going to be reading about geographic information systems to do some mapping. What are you going to... Okay, so Sasha, you want to read Goosebumps?
And a 100 chapter young American history that goes all the way from the 1500s and 1600s to past World War
II. Oh, yes. The book that it's called Young People's History of the United States.
Yes.
By Howard Zinn.
Yes, I think that guy might live in the country.
Zeke, what are you going to read this summer?
I'm going to read about dinosaurs and a couple of ninjas.
Oh, good. Okay.
And also, I'm going to read about how fun. I'm going to read about how did the beach get made.
Oh, good. Okay.
And also something similar to what pirate thing. I'm going to learn about Minecraft.
Okay. Learning about Minecraft, the beach, and some ninjas. That sounds excellent. You know, guys, we are also going to Chicago this summer for a little bit. What are you guys looking forward to about going to visit Chicago?
Well, I'm looking forward to stay at Grammy and Pop-Up's house and have fun inside the house.
I'm just looking forward to have fun, like go to the pool and stuff. I know we've really mentioned the pool a lot in this podcast. I just want to have fun in Chicago. But I'm also going to pack some noise cancellation headphones with me on... headphones with me on the trip because my baby brother does not like being in a car seat at all.
And on the trip, I'm also going to pack my headphones, my tablet, and some food so I don't have to get served food. They're on yummy pretzels.
You know, one of the things Daddy's looking forward to the most about Chicago is seeing his parents, Tweet Tweet and Grandpa. And I'm sure looking forward to seeing you all too. And then I'm looking forward to the different food I could eat in Chicago. Like Lim's and Becker's Pizza.
I have to tell you,
Chicago
Gyros. People who are listening to this, my dad loves gyros.
I love gyros. That is true.
Especially you can't resist them. If you Daddy. Just like hold them up in his face and like say you can't have it, he'll start crying or something.
What kind of gyros do I like the most?
Chicken, steak, or something like that.
Daddy, don't forget I mentioned I like gyros.
You like gyros too? Oh, good. Okay.
I'm not such a good fan of gyros because the meat has a weird texture.
Well, it does. That's what makes it delicious to me.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else you guys want to mention about this summer?
That we're going to talk about some more should not do's. Okay, please make sure you wear your mask in every... what's it called? Activity that you're doing when you're interacting with people except that you pool. May not...
Don't go inside the pool with your mask on.
Yeah, don't. Because, like, even a disposable or an undisposable mask, please do not do that because your mask will get wet and is going to be full of chlorine. And trust me, you do not want to eat chlorine. In fact, I have my swimsuit on right now.
Me too.
So now it's time for random questions, and you, the audience, we're going to have a big podcast at the end of the season, and we're going to have multiple guests, because we're going to have like a live meet kind of thing at the end of the season. But that doesn't mean my podcast is over. We have a lot more seasons to go. But... time for random questions. Daddy and Zeke ask me questions. Zeke, ask me a random question.
What's your favorite food?
Bacon.
What's your least favorite food?
I don't know. Daddy, you ask me a random question.
Yeah, I'll ask you a random question. You just finished second grade. What was your favorite thing about second grade?
I really Zeke, stop. I did like the fun days, like where we had to do no learning. And the two short days. I really liked field day too. Field day was fun.
Okay, Zeke, you're about to go to kindergarten in the fall. What are you looking forward to the most?
Copying people and tackling people when I get mad and doing karate all the way.
I don't think you can tackle people and do karate. Okay, guys, I think that's it for our podcast for today. You guys want
thank to you up? For listening to What's Happening World. Again, I apologize for the delays. This is Jason Coupe, Sasha Coupe, and Zeke Coupe, and we will see you later.